Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh, and you're listening to a little bit of bonus content from the Totally Football League show today. Martin Allen, manager of Barnet, taken over at a time when the club was all but relegated, but somehow he's turned it around. And he's in the car heading up the M1 to go and watch Chesterfield, the team they play for survival on Saturday, and we had a chat with him. Martin Allen, 6 games, 4 wins and a draw. That is promotion form. How are you doing this?
Well, the bottom line is they are, in my opinion, they're good players that we've got up on it. Just gave them a few training drills for attacking and defending that we went over for many, many hours on the training pitch. The players have worked extremely hard and stuck to the game plan. You know, the momentum's got in our favour.
I mean, you're a naturally optimistic kind of guy, but when you took this on, you must have thought, I mean, it's a hiding to nothing. Barnet were pretty much adrift.
Yeah, they were adrift, but I saw the games, the fixtures that they had, and I kind of knew most of the players that were there already. And I thought sometimes from such a bad situation, sometimes you can get a bit of joy. If you get a couple of little breaks and go your way early doors, and we played well away at Luton in our first game. And at times, we were a little bit unlucky there. I saw enough, and I thought all along that we would do it, to be honest.
You've certainly turned it around now. The results have been fantastic. You now find yourself in a position where a win over already relegated Chesterfield, if Morecambe lose, will keep you in the division. How are you handling the pressure ahead of that?
How am I handling it? I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I've had a great year at home, enjoying my garden and walking my dogs and playing golf and going to the gym and doing some work for the Premier League. And so I feel very refreshed, full of energy. I really don't feel any pressure at the moment because no one expected us to stay up anyway. The pressure's on the teams above. They're the ones that have got the problem. And for us, we've enjoyed training every day. We have a good laugh every day, believe it or not, enjoying, as opposed to doing our hard work, of course. No, I don't really feel this as pressure, to be honest.
And you issued a rallying cry to the supporters on the official website we've just read out on the show. Are you expecting a big atmosphere this Saturday?
The supporters of Barnet have been crikey. There may not be many, but they certainly make a noise. They certainly could make a great atmosphere. And it doesn't matter, you know, whether you've played at the top level or not. When you're getting well supported and well backed, it really does make a difference to your performance. And the Barnet supporters have really taken to the players' performances. And yes, the chairman's opened another stand for Saturday's game, and I didn't want everybody just to sit there like they were sitting in Trafalgar Square taking selfies on a busman's holiday. I wanted them to come to the game and make their noises and make their voices heard.
I know you're probably not looking further ahead than this weekend, but have you decided what your future is at the club? I mean, have you got the bug back? Are you going to stick around?
Oh, I don't know. My agreement on the very first day with all the players and the staff was that we would deal with these games. Contracts, futures for everybody and anybody is not on my radar. All it was is to get through to the last game, and then next week I'll talk to the chairman. And then we'll see what happens.